It's loving to come here and lift up Christ crucified. It's loving to come here and tell you that you must lose your life in Him. It's loving to tell you you're being deceived if you've added Jesus to your worldly lives and to your false ways. Test yourself to the Holy Scriptures, love you neighbor. Test yourself to the Scriptures to find out that which is good, pure, and true. You're not keeping the commandments of God. You're not walking in holiness and righteousness. You have not forsaken the world and its ways. You've not forsaken pride and vanity and cultural fashion. Why have you not, if the Spirit of God is dwelling within you? Why have you not left your sin and your worldliness? Why have you not surrendered fully to the Spirit of God? Your life is just an addition with Jesus on top, but Jesus is life and life everlasting. Any man can bring a Bible. Tell your pastor, I'm waiting for him to bring his Bible. Tell your elders, the street preacher's out, ready to bring their Bible so we can talk truth. Now they just closed the doors and ran and hid. They're probably smart enough to know that they can't run us off. We're on a public sidewalk. We're peaceful. Maybe the police will show up. We'll witness to them too. But we have access to their picnic all the way around on a public sidewalk. And their building is right in front of a public sidewalk. Street preachers, brothers, sisters, if you share, always look for the public sidewalk. It's a great access where here in America, we have free speech access where we can go and preach and lift up Christ and no one can run us off. Paul, brothers and I just talked about this. Brother Paul, when they went to whip him, when the Roman soldiers went to whip him, he used his rights and said, is it lawful for you to whip a Roman citizen? And he wanted to go to Rome and have a trial because he wanted to go preach the gospel in Rome. Today I stand on a public sidewalk. Paul did not use his rights to further his freedom and indulgence in the flesh. Paul used his rights to go to Rome and preach the gospel. Today I stand, Sister Raman stands with me on a public sidewalk to further the gospel, preach the gospel, call people out of their sin, their worldliness, and their carnality. Maybe there's a sheep here today, we shall see. Video and audio to come, as well as a testing of Renew Church Eau Claire. We clearly can see they're not preaching the biblical gospel. They have a male phallic symbol on their roof. Yeah, go look that up. Part of the male anatomy is on their roof. That's a pagan symbol. We saw all kinds of unbiblical ways already just standing here for the first 10 minutes. So we'll see. I'll be calling for their pastor or elder to come out with a Bible and tell me how they can be worldly and claim Christ, this holy Savior that calls us out of the world. Loving our neighbor, lifting up the biblical gospel. You're being deceived by worldliness, compromised. Satan has designed the church systems, not the Holy Savior. Otherwise, you'd come out of the world. You'd be ye separate. You'd walk in holiness and righteousness. But Satan has entered the culture. This is his kingdom. Satan's entered the church systems. Satan has entered the government. We have two kingdoms, the kingdom of God in Christ, which is in God's people. One day it's coming in flaming fire with Christ at his return. And Revelation says he's going to take back the kingdoms of the world. And then you have Satan's kingdom. Satan's kingdom, which is all the sports, politics, entertainment, churchianity, government that has left the ways and the word of God long ago. We're here standing against Satan's kingdom, standing against churchianity, standing against lies and every false way, standing against the modern hireling pastors that aren't telling you the truth. They're not calling you to righteousness and holiness. This is the call. Repent, forsake your sin, follow after Jesus Christ, lose this life. and be found a new creation in holiness, righteousness, putting on the mind of Christ, putting on the new man. This is the gospel of Christ's death, burial, and resurrection, and the result of it in our life. A new life of a transformed person that's come out of the world and does not conform. We're loving our neighbor. We're telling people the truth about the gospel. You're not good, young man, if you're following false religion and churchianity that doesn't call you out of the world. You're going to lose your soul. Test yourself to that biblical gospel. Test yourself at that card. All kinds of resources for free at our website. We don't charge like these hirelings. I don't make a living off the things of God. But these churchianity people say they're good. They're not good. For one thing, no one's good but God. Our master told us that. And two, you're not good as you're united to paganized, false gospel, feminized, male phallic symbol, worldly, carnal American churchianity. Jesus will come and separate you and divide you out, sheep from the goats. Go read Matthew 25. And he's coming in flaming fire, 2 Thessalonians 1, to destroy all those that don't know God and don't obey the gospel. It's loving to come and lift up Christ crucified and call people that claim his name but trample his blood to repentance, to the saving of their soul. He's good but God. No one is good but God. This young man just said he's good. You're not good as you're united to sin. You're going to lose your soul, young man. No willful sin is forgiven. Hebrews 10:26. Go read it. Hebrews 10:26. There is therefore no sacrifice for those who keep willful sin, but a certain fiery judgment and indignation that will consume the adversaries. Hey, that doesn't sound like unconditional love of God that these false places teach. That sounds like a God of conditions of righteousness and holiness. That sounds like a God that says the obedience is the fruit of my people. What a terrible, terrible, tiny, small God you have if you can't even come out of the world. Netflix, sports, politics, pride, vanity. Their worship leader here is a harlot woman. How corrupt, harlot-dressed woman, let me correct. Showing her hair off and pride and vanity in her body off. Harlot-dressed woman. I don't know what her sexual life is. Harlot-dressed woman. I'm glad I caught that correction because people will tell me I'm lying. It was a slip of my tongue. We got to watch our words, don't we? Thank you, Father, for that correction. But we see a lot of harlotry going on here. We see men that don't know how to dress their temple. We see men that don't know how to preach the biblical gospel. This is going to be our theme today. Ready? Bounce houses, barbecue, but no Bible. They got bounce houses set up. They got a barbecue truck. It looks and smells delicious. I won't be having any. But no Bibles. The one man said, we're not going to engage you at all. Really? But they invited me in. Hey, would they let me come preach? I'm pretty sure. Sister Raman, they invited me in. Do you think 10 seconds in there, if I asked somebody some Bible questions, you think they'd call the cops and say, he's inside the building, throw him out?
Of course, that's a setup.
Yeah, it's a setup. So that's why street preachers don't do it. Never let them invite you in. Tell them, bring the people out to the sidewalk and I'll talk to them. Because then they have power over you. You don't want them to have power. You don't want evil and darkness to have power over you. You want to have power in the spirit and in the truth. So never go into their pagan temples. Paul did in Acts 17, led of the Holy Spirit. And so I suppose you could do it. It wouldn't be sin. Let's think about this. Paul did in Acts 17. Today, well, you ready? Here's the thing. I would go into a pagan assembly, the Masons, some other pagan group, before I'd go into false churchianity. So that's what Paul did. And then the temple he went into was actually God's temple, the people of God. The synagogues were supposed to be the people of God. We don't consider these renewed churches with phallic symbols on the roof and their feminization, their worldliness, their carnality, their false gospels, their pagan holidays. Do you hear what he said? One of their representation people said, we use the pagan holidays to draw people to Jesus. How much more sin do you need to hear? They use it to draw people to Jesus. Well, they also use sports, politics, entertainment, fashion, feminization, fleshly, carnal music that God never ordained for the New Testament body. So they use all kinds of sinful things to draw people to the gospel, but that is not what the gospel says. Jesus said, preach him crucified. These people have Bibles, bounce house, no, bounce houses and barbecue, but not Bibles. How shameful and how wicked. Yeah, so on the internet, all of your sins are going to be made known in a few weeks. When you search Renew Church, it'll come up. Renew Church Exposed, Renew Church Eau Claire Exposed. It's going to come up, and it's going to show your false gospel. It's going to show your worldliness. It's going to show you making a circus out of my Savior. It's going to show that you use pagan holidays to woo people. Lies and deceit, not truth. The Bible says that God's people and God hate every false way. Psalm 119:104. We're to hate what God hates and love what God loves. Proverbs says, buy the truth and sell it not. You've sold out the truth. You probably never had it. These churches are goat farms. They're not for the sheep and the ecclesia of God. We're here to expose that, so any true sheep can come out and see with eyes to see and ears to hear that they have prothumia for the truth of God like the Bereans in Acts 17.
In your mind.
Where did the New Testament bodies go? They met in parks. They met in homes. Well, they fellowship together. Yeah, they didn't use. First of all, you're not the true body of Christ because you're not rooted on Christ and the true gospel. You haven't come out of the world. I see nothing but sin and lies and pagan holidays.
So where is the
truth? I tell you what, you got my card. I'm here to preach. You can email me. Maybe later when everything settles down, if I'm just standing there with nothing to preach, if you're not a mocker, you can come talk to me right now. I'm just going to preach.
And what's the reason for that?
So we're just lifting up Jesus Christ today to warn our neighbor in love that you can't keep false religion. The church system is built by Satan along with the culture. The church system is rooted in lies. The church system is rooted in a gospel that has not called you out of the world. If you have not come out of the world, you can't claim a holy savior. That's a male phallic symbol on their roof. Check it out. Yeah, you know what a male phallic symbol is. Go look it up. They're practicing Egyptian paganism and loving the lie. This man just lied and said he was Jamie Staple. I have him on video. So they're full of lies and they're laughing about it. They're laughing about their lies. They're laughing about lies. This is the wickedness and the corruption, and it's on video. Them laughing about lying, about being the pastor. Like as if we didn't look to see the picture of the pastor. But he asked me why we do this. We do this because they're going to lose their souls in churchianity. And the work of Christ is redemption. And they're not going to get redemption as they follow a false churchianity system. Jesus said in Mark 7:6-9, you keep man-made traditions. You worship God in vain. You're worshiping God in vain today because of your man-made traditions. Paul warned about in the last days, there'll be them that have the appearance of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. From such turn away. Paul said they will follow 2 Corinthians 11:4, false Jesus, holy Savior. God will not be mocked. You folks are following and believing a lie. There's going to be a testing up of this church at don'tperish.com. You're being deceived by lies and sin and false gospels. Sir, on your t-shirt, Jesus does not love you. Jesus loves those who obey him.
change your mind and appreciate what we do.
Sir, this Jesus. Is full of so much sin.
Jesus.
Sir, you are undiscerning. You are undiscerning if you think this is the truth
Jesus
of God.
Is strong here.
Jesus is not strong at a goat farm that hasn't come out of the world. You make my Savior a liar. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and they come out of the world. Have you come out of the world? Have you come out of the world and lost your pride and your vanity? Why does someone wear makeup and jewelry? Pride and vanity. You're an abomination to God. Why does someone love the things of the world? Sports, politics, Netflix, entertainment. Look at this guy. He's got a football in his hand. He's got a football in his hand. I'm sure it's NFL Sunday. I remember those days when I was a pagan. And they loved the things of the world. Packer Nation. Sir, don't address my wife. My wife doesn't want to talk to false teachers and false men. There's going to be a testing up at don'tperish.com. It's going to show you why this is sinful. If you're testing the things of God, you will test to the Word of God, and you will find out that it is sin to follow man-made ways. You're worshiping God in vain. You're not following Christ in spirit and truth.
Mom's going to have some food.
Just drumming. Let's go walk over here by the picnic.